Praise 100.9 and 92.7. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, your community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. As Christmas fast approaches, there are a bevy of organizations providing food and shelter for homeless families, gift packages for our men and women of the military, and even paying to have utility services restored for families struggling to pay bills. But the one act that speaks to the spirit of the Christmas holiday is putting a toy in the hand of a child that, due to circumstances beyond their control, would otherwise go without a toy for Christmas. This morning, I have the distinct pleasure of having three United States Marines in the studio to talk about their efforts to bring joy to children during the Christmas holiday. This morning, Toys for Tots on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland. On Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Joining me in the studio this morning is Staff Sergeant Donnell Odom, Gunnery Sergeant Montreal Johnson, and Gunnery Sergeant Andrew Phillips. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
All right. Gentlemen, as you know, the economy is still sputtering toward improvement, but families are still having a difficult time making ends meet. It's especially difficult during the holidays, but Toys for Tots has stepped up to make Christmas a little easier for families. Talk a little bit about your efforts.
Well, for us, Toys for Tots,
yes, sir.
We've been out doing toy drives to collect toys. We have over 150 drops sites out in town where you can go to your local Walgreens or some of those restaurants. All of those things are located on our toysfortots.org website.
Mm-hmm.
If those who are trying to make a donation drop toys off to those drop sites we have in the greater Charlotte area.
Mm-hmm. Now, Staff Sergeant Odom, I had an opportunity to visit the website. Wonderful website, by the way. And I had an opportunity to read some of the goals and objectives, and I'll just read off one of the goals that you have posted: to deliver through a new Today at Christmas a message of hope, less fortunate youngsters that will assist them in becoming responsible, productive, patriotic citizens. Talk a little bit about that.
Good morning again, sir. But one thing for the kids is when they see that service member standing right there in uniform, in that full dress blues uniform,
mm-hmm.
and they actually presenting them with a toy, that actually builds hope for them. You never know what that child may possibly been through leading all the way up to the time of Christmas. And basically, you just surprise them with a toy, which, you know, might brighten their future or, you know, their day. So that's why the Marine Corps is great at what we do by making sure that needy child gets what he or she needs on the Christmas morning.
Now, Gunnery Sergeant Phillips, if you can, talk a little bit about your experience with children who are actually receiving these toys. I take it that they are excited about some of these toys that they're receiving?
Well, this is my first year. This is my first year actually helping out with Toys for Tots.
Okay.
Although I've been aware of it and been actually... we've actually put Marines that with my under my guys to assist other sections that are putting out the Toys for Tots program. But seeing what I have done, even being within the community here,
mm-hmm.
Children are less fortunate, parents that are struggling trying to make ends meet, and when you come forth with gifts, it gives them a you know some hope to that you know that we could they'll think well yeah there is a Santa Claus or mom or dad may have come through that they'd get them gifts for Christmas.
And it's you know I remember being a kid and you know I'm not rich and I know what it's like when you know Christmas time is fast approaching and you're not sure if there's going to be anything under the tree. Talk a little bit about what children must be feeling around that time of year when they you know they see their surroundings, they know that you know they can barely eat during certain times of the day and those kind of things. Talk a little bit about the emotional impact children have when they know that there may not be anything for them. Any one of you gentlemen can pick up on that.
I've never been in that situation to that point, but we have had a couple of Christmas in a sense where I was my mother made it seem like we wasn't getting any toys and everything. And you wake up that next morning and there's toys and like, man, she really came through. So I can understand that when it's actual or reality where those kids' parents that really don't have that money and be able to surprise them that following morning with the actual toy and everything. But when they get their assistance from the nonprofit organizations out there, from the local communities and stuff like that, or just by coming to us in the event that we have toys left over to give to those parents. And that way that child can look at their parents and like, man, they really went all out for me and made something happen for me to get make sure I had a bright Christmas and everything. So I can understand sometimes when those parents may fall short, but when they actually come through for their kids, that makes those kids, you know, really love their parents even more.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Staff Sergeant Odom, you have an education component to Toys for Tots?
Yes, sir.
Talk a little bit about that.
What we actually doing, sir, for Toys for Tots, we actually have myself and Gunner Sergeant Johnson. We actually have about five Marines that actually, basically, we have been running the campaign since October 1st. And as a Marine standing right there, or if you come to a location with a box that's not a Marine there, people are more willing to give if they see a Marine standing there. The reason why we require a United States Marine standing there because people want to know why they're giving. Also, we ensure that they know. And I ask, you know, everybody thinks that Toys for Tots Foundation, we just give toys out, but it's more than that. And just like you said about our mission and our goal, we want to build that child hope.
Yeah.
And want them to grow up to support the military in everything that you know that we do for the city of Charlotte.
Now, with organizations and with the gatherings that you guys are participating in, there's obviously some challenges. Talk a little bit about some of the challenges you face in organizing these kinds of efforts.
For one thing, it's the manpower, sir. The Toys for Tots Foundation is ran by your local Marine Corps Reserve units, in which there are very few Marines here. So, you know, at this time of year, Marines are constantly away from their own individual families to make sure that we collect toys for the needy children, which that requires a lot of time and efforts. I know this far we have approximately 62 events scheduled, and we've done almost 15. I'm talking about like 12, 13, 14-hour days. So the manpower is a big key to this excitement.
Now, are there civilians involved in the project?
We do have some civilians to assist in that. We do have volunteers. I think we had a couple of volunteers that helped out back here on November 30th for the Christmas tree lighting in the Piedmont Town Center area, and which we did have a good turnout there as well and stuff like that. And we've been getting a lot of calls from individuals to assist in separating toys and stuff like that. Like we been telling them probably sometime next week we may be needing to cash in on those those chips of you saying that you were willing to help us separate toys and start filling these toy requests for the nonprofit organizations and stuff like that.
Now, when do you actually start collecting the toys?
We started collecting the toys on October 1st. Sir.
Okay.
For this year, November 1st and November 2nd was our national kickoff campaign. That was to let everybody know, hey, this is Toys for Tots season. On that, on those 2 days, at every single Toys R Us and Babies R Us worldwide, there was a Marine standing out there collecting toys. So then everything just kicked off from there.
And there's a presence about the Marine Corps. I think I don't want to divide the military, but there's something about your presence. Talk a little bit about that. Let's see. Gunnery Sergeant Phillips. Talk about the presence of the Marine in the uniform. Talk a little bit about it.
The uniform, to represent the Marine Corps, you represent Marines as a whole, not just from your time that you've gone in, but Marines that have come before us. And that's where we pride our history at, because we pride ourselves in tradition and maintain that tradition to instill, not only to instill pride, but instill discipline as well. To carry on what we have. And it's us as staff and SEALs to pass on our responsibility and our knowledge to younger Marines so they can carry on that that torch, so to speak, to keep the tradition going and keep the Marine Corps strong as it is. With that said, you know, when we're out and about, and like I said, it's my first year helping out with the Toys for Tots, and I've been places where I've had my dress blues on, and the response that we get from people seeing that us in uniform, it's just. You know, people just—they're just amazed by it,
and it helps in terms of people wanting to give. In terms of the children, how many children could you estimate that you've already helped?
As of right now, out of the 25 nonprofit organizations that I have approved on my website, I've already filled four toll requests, and I think that was the. A total of about 700 toys that went out already, and we have some going out today. So in essence, right now we're looking at over 8,000 toys that's needing to go out to the kids this year.
8,000.
I did the total count, so it's looking at between 7,800. So I'm gonna round it up to about a little bit over 8,000 toys that need to go out this year.
Now that is really huge. Is there a monetary value placed on the types of toys that that you're collecting?
From the local community, no. There, I mean, it's up to them what they want to give out. I mean, I can't tell you how to spend your money or anything like that. When you go inside the store, just be mindful, you know, pick up a toy for a child, and if there's a Toy for Tots box there, drop the toy off. It's up to you all that comes out and support the kids.
So any type of toy, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be a $300 PlayStation.
We've actually seen when we were doing the inventory the other day. I walked in the warehouse and I'm looking on the floor, and there's a Lionel train set sitting on the floor.
Wow!
And you know those run between $300 and $400.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's, you know, people have that capability of giving, then that's what they're getting.
Now, which brings up the question, and that is the generosity of the American people and the spirit. Talk a little bit about what you've seen from the American people and their generosity. Any one of you gentlemen can take that question.
I know. We kicked off the Concord Christmas Parade back, I think, a couple weeks ago. And just, like, you just seen, like, the thousands of people come out to show their support. And, you know, everybody's clapping, waving, thanking us for our service. That just made me feel special inside that I know people is out to, you know, to help us get through this campaign and, you know, support the Toys for Tots campaign. And even with the 12, 13 events, all of those events turned out to be good numbers through toys and monetary donations. We use all the monetary donations that we collect to actually go back out to purchase more toys. And all I can say is that the numbers have been awesome. So we are getting the American support that we need.
Now, the nation is still at war. There's a drawdown in Afghanistan and Iraq. Naturally, the American people are very supportive of the military. Do you think the reason people contribute is because of servicemen and women?
I know. One of the Toys for Tots slogans is, we just want to bring people together, no matter if they support the military or not. We want everybody in the nation to come together to support one cause from October through December. That's giving a needy child a Christmas toy. That's what we like.
Now, you've indicated that you work with other organizations. Talk a little bit about those organizations.
Typically, those nonprofit organizations are like your churches or those corporations that helps out during the Christmas season for their local communities. And basically, what it is, back here November 2nd, those nonprofit organizations, and we actually had to sit down. We basically gave them the rundown of what was expected of those nonprofit organizations dealing with Toys for Tots, and which a lot of them, again, is on board. Again, one common goal, making sure that one child get that toy for Christmas and everything for the most part.
Now, in terms of the government, is there any assistance by government officials or government agencies?
No, this is strictly dealing with the military. It's a Marine Corps-owned program, and everything that we get is coming from the community. So that's giving donations to Toys for Tots.
Yeah. Now, each of you, talk a little bit about why this is important to you.
For myself, something that happened to me when I was 7 years old. My mom went out to go wash clothes on Christmas morning, and me and my brother, we was outside. We was, I think we was collecting pecans. And one of our next door neighbor came over, and she said, "Hey, your house is on fire." So on Christmas morning, we lost everything. And all I can say is 3 days later, the Toys for Tots Foundation in my hometown, which is Orangeburg, South Carolina, reached out to my elementary school, Revlon Elementary School, and they brought me and my brother and my mom all Christmas gifts. So that's one reason that I like to give back, because, and I think that's the reason everybody should give back, because you never know when you're going to need some type of assistance.
Absolutely. And Gunnery Sergeant Phillips, why is it important to you?
It's for me, it's tradition-wise, since this program has started back in 1947, it was originally, for what I was understood, was told that it was designed for children who were victims of war veterans, the fathers that passed away during World War II.
Right.
And the Marines that came forward back out in California set this program up to help out with this system, and it has since grown.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, since we've been fighting in two war zones, and Iraq is ending, and we're still in Afghanistan. I feel that, you know, for me, it's still important to at least, you know, give something back to that while I'm
absolutely
here.
Now, is there a specific target to military families?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. And why is it important to you, sir?
Again, I'm always, I was a Christian raised Baptist back in West Point, Mississippi. So, and again, it's always been instilled to me to assist or give back to those who are less fortunate. And again, I didn't have the best, but at the same time, I was one of those ones that was always willing to help out others.
Yeah.
So when I came into the military and got, you know, introduced to the Toys for Tots, I thought that was a good program to actually make sure that kids that was less fortunate, you know, to get a toy for Christmas and everything.
Okay. Now, in terms of your service to the country, first of all, let me just thank you for your service, because it takes a certain composition, a certain gumption to be able to serve. Was there a moment in your lives that prepared you to want to serve and encouraged you to serve?
With me, I think I was about 6 or 7, seeing the Marine Corps commercial. And
a commercial inspired you?
Yeah, commercial.
Well, it works.
A commercial inspired me. I seen the dress blue, and I was like, man, that's what I want to do. And it really didn't hit me until my going into my senior year that I seen that commercial again, and it was like, you know what, that's what I want to do. And I turned down everything dealing with college, and I said, you know what, that, and my mom was like, I don't want you going to the military. I said, well, Mom, that's where I'm going. So, and that's why I've been there since then, going on 18 years now.
Well, Gunnery Sergeant Phillips, was there a specific moment in your life?
For me, I think I was about 8 years old, and my grandmother sat me down. We were spending that over her house one weekend, and we watched Sink the Bismarck. It's just historic, and I've always been a kind of a history buff since then. And it just inspired me to you know, look towards the military. And then probably by the age of 16, I already had a cousin that served in Vietnam. It was a Marine. Talked to him a few times. His father had been in the Marine Corps during Korea and later, the early part of World War II. Well, I just decided I wanted to be the best and went to the Corps.
Yeah. As I've indicated prior to going on the air, my daughter is in the ROTC. What would you say to her? She's looking at the Air Force as an option. What would you say to a 16-year-old who has military as her future? What would you do or say to inspire her?
To walk a straight line, do what you're told to do. Learn all you can about your job and others and the people that you work for and that are over you.
Yeah.
And pass on your knowledge to the younger person that you're going to be dealing with. And gain as much as you can.
Right. Now, when you're out doing Toys for Tots, do you have an opportunity to talk to the kids specifically about the military?
Yes. Myself and Staff Sergeant Owen, we did a birthday party back here as an event, and the kids asked a lot of questions about how long we've been in and the different things dealing with our ribbon, and you know, it basically asked a lot of questions that you would never think an 8-year-old, 9-year-old would want to know about the military. And I know Staff Sergeant Odom does a lot of talking to children as well, but he also talked to a lot of teenagers, as like you said, with your daughter, that he talks to and stuff like that, and give more insights about the military. So again, if he wants to add on to.
I know for this past weekend, I done the Radio Disney Toys for Tots event at the Epic Center. And that event was based for the kids. And I actually had the privilege to actually speak to about 50, the same 50 kids for the whole 4 periods of time. So, you know, you must imagine how many questions that was. So, and I also had a few seniors in high school that came over to me, want to know, hey, if I'm really thinking about the military, and my recommendation for them, if they know they're seniors in high school right now, don't wait until May or June. Start making that transition right now, seeking all the information you can, come in to try to, you know, reach out to some of these military organizations. Hey, dude, do you mind if I come? You know, some of you guys can, you can sit down and talk to me. You know, I even offered a few of them, hey, if like my job is, I'm a motor transport mechanic. And I told one female, I said, hey, I don't mind you, you know, stopping by, you know, my unit, and I can show you exactly what you will be doing. You know, that basically is just, you know, prep them for, you know, what a big decision in their life that they're about to make.
Absolutely. Now, Toys for Tots, this is the Charlotte organization. Talk a little bit about, as we close the show, talk a little bit about the national organization and what they're doing around the country.
As Gunnersman Phillips stated, that Toys for Tots started in 1947. We approximately have over 183 reserve units nationwide.
Wow.
And right now, every single reserve unit is deeply involved in Toys for Tots.
Okay.
Every year, the Toys for Tots campaign usually collects 555 million toys annually.
Wow.
That's true.
That's huge. And that's, I mean, if you put a monetary value on that, we're talking about millions of dollars worth of toys. That is huge. Now, if folks want to assist or donate, how can they do that?
They can do it a couple of ways. They can go into toysfortots.org. We have a donation link up there where they can make their donations online.
Okay.
Or if they are at one of our local events, and we're actually standing at a local event, they can actually come up and make their monetary donations and stuff like that. And again, like I said, for us toys, they can do the same thing. They can even bring them to us or drop them off to one of our drop sites out in town and everything. So those are a couple of options. They can actually make their donations.
Now, do you have a local event coming up soon?
Our biggest event is coming up on Sunday for all you Carolina Panther fans out there. The Carolina Panthers will be playing the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. And if you come, if you would like to attend this event, you will see a bunch of Marines, about 40, and you can thank them for their service and also thank them for Toys for Tots, what we do. But between now and Sunday, you can log on our website, toysfortots.org. You can click on the Request Toys tab, and then that will ask you for your state, which you will click is North Carolina. Then you will click on your county, which is going to be Mecklenburg or Cabarrus County. Then you will click on the Local Events tab. We got every single event posted on that website. So please feel free to show up to one of our events and show your support for Toys for Tots.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining me this morning. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. I'd like to again thank Staff Sergeant Donnell Odom, Gunnery Sergeant Montreal Johnson, and Gunnery Sergeant Andrew Phillips for their service to our country and their dedication to our children, especially during the Christmas holiday. All three of these proud Marines deserve our applause and respect. If you would like to assist them with donations, toys, or volunteering, please visit their website, www.charlotte-nc.org. toysfortots.org or call 704-995-4403. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.